Okay, everybody, welcome to Off the Vine. I am Caitlin Bristow. I obviously have wine in hand, and we have Carly Pierce in the studio today. Before I get to that, I just obviously wanted to talk about the wine in my hand. It's Bright Cellars, obviously. Every week, you can discover new wines that are delivered directly to you. 4 personal wine bottles sent to your door each month. Only a fun 7-question quiz will build your personal flavor profile to find your perfect wine. I actually had one the other day that I didn't like. I sent it back. They gave me a new one, which brings me to my next point. If you don't like a certain bottle, your wine concierge will help find a replacement. Wines from all around the world, like Italy, Spain, Portugal, South America, and you can get 50% off your first box of wine to your door if you go to brightcellars.com/offthevine. Again, that's 50% off your first box, half off a first box of wine if you go to brightcellars.com/offthevine.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Now here's Caitlin.
Okay, welcome to Off the Vine. I am your host, Caitlin Bristow, in studio today. We have one of the biggest, fastest rising country music stars who's well on her way to being a household name. If she's not already, she is definitely a fave in our home, I'll tell you that. The lovely small town Southern beauty, Carly Pierce, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I was like doing this write up for your introduction. I'm like, wow, I hope somebody says that kind of stuff about me one day.
Honestly, like my mouth was kind of on the floor.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
You deserve it. That was, I mean, for real, you play in our home at least 5 times a day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not even kidding. I think Sean has a crush on you sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, you really like this girl, and I get it.
I saw your Snapchat in the car, and I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah.
Seriously, we are fans.
Thank
we are fans,
you.
And I'll admit it. One of the best things that I read was something you actually said about yourself, which is cool. And you said, there's an edge to me, but I'm pretty classic.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love that. There's
Thank
an edge
you.
To you because I'm all about people having some edge. But you are. You're classic. And I just love that's a great combo to have.
It's like wine, right?
On that note, I was like, would you like some wine?
Yes, please.
I feel like the second I ever say no to wine is the day that people are going to be like, oh, you're pregnant. Congratulations.
Right?
There you go.
Thank
Pour
you.
Some. Oh, I love that I was doing my twist top and you're like, I love that sound.
Oh, it's just so good.
And I'm like, I hear you, girl. I hear you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Actually, we can clink.
Yes, we can.
It's rude not to.
No.
Speaking of drinking and wine, we've actually had wine together before.
I know.
At Sirius XM Radio. When you were promoting the song with Josh Abbott.
I know. That feels like forever ago.
It really does.
So much life has been lived by both of us.
Well, yeah, you're right. That was it. How long ago was that? I don't even remember.
Probably a year and a half.
Oh my gosh, was it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, that's wild. Yeah, because we were actually, we were on our way to the SiriusXM. I don't even remember what we were doing. I think we're just going on to hang out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we were on the way and we were listening to that song, I Wasn't That Drunk. And Sean was like, I love this song. This is my jam right now. And we had no idea that you guys were even going to be there.
No way.
So when you walked in, he was like, those are the people.
And then
that's
I'm
a
like,
song I was talking about.
I love her. She's the bachelorette.
And then we bonded and then we drank wine.
I know.
And I was all like, did we just become best friends?
Besties. And now here we are again.
Cheers to that. Okay, speaking of bachelor, bachelorette. I always want to know. I'm going to start asking everybody this question. Wait, first of all, are you're not single?
No.
Dating?
Yes, just dating.
Okay, dating. If you weren't dating and if you weren't busy being like the boss ass babe in this music industry, killing the game, would you ever go on the show?
I love how you take a sip right there.
Yeah.
You know,
this was my chance.
I'm a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know that my little heart could do it. I think I would self-destruct. I think my head would explode.
Wait, you're telling me you can survive the music industry being told no and picking yourself off the ground and going through all these hardships and being this incredible artist, but you couldn't go on The Bachelor?
Oh, But they're messing with your little heart.
No, trust me.
I don't know how you did it.
I don't know how I did either. But no, I hear you because it is. It's a lot to take on the heart.
Well, and, you know, obviously my single is talking about a breakup, but
yes,
nobody, I can keep him quiet.
Yeah.
For you, it's like you're on national television.
Yeah.
Your relationships are exploited.
Yes, you could say that. That's a word I've heard often. Yeah. Well, it is. People never know how tough it is going through it. But I mean, that same thing in everything you do that ends with like a success story, I feel like stems from something that was really hard on your heart or just in your life. But my question is, I'm going to start asking everybody, if you did go on the show, tell me what would be your limo entrance?
Oh, wow.
Would you keep it like simple and just be like, hello, this is my name and I'll see you inside? Or would you like go big? Would you sing? What would be your move?
I think I would try to keep it pretty basic because yeah. I would want it to feel as much of a first date or like a first meeting as I could to make it as normal as it can be.
You can't make those situations normal. Then you walk into a home of 25 women who are all dating the same man and you're like, wait, this is not normal.
Definitely not normal.
But I hear you.
You know, yeah. I would want it to feel, I wouldn't tell anything about what I do yet. Just like, hello.
You'd be the silent thunder. You'd walk in and you'd be like, I know I look good and I've got this really sexy voice. How are you doing? See you inside. And then you'd be like, bam, I'm also like an incredible singer.
And then I'd be sizing up all the other ladies.
Well, yeah.
No.
You can't not. That's it. I remember sitting there like night one, it's just what you do. Guys yeah. do it too. It's not just the girls. You sit there and you look around because that's all of your competition. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to bring your confidence down than to sit in a room of 25 beautiful women.
Hot girls. Yeah, I think I'd just be drinking. Maybe by the time he got to me, I'd be like, hello.
That was me. That was definitely me. I just hide it well. I was looking around and then I'm like, you know what? Tequila,
please.
Hit me up with that tequila. Okay, well, so you'd do the classic route. You'd do the, this is my name.
Hi. I think so.
You'd just sell it with your confidence.
Yeah, I'd give him just the eyes of like, there's more. I don't need to impress you with like something visual.
I don't like to have regrets. I kind of regret how I exited the limo, entered the mansion on The Bachelor.
What did you do?
I dropped an F-bomb.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It was really inappropriate.
But you know what? It made a statement.
I did. But then I loved so much how Sean came out of the limo, how he was just like a gentleman and he like, like buttoned his jacket and he just walked up and he like thanked the limo driver and he was just like a true gentleman. And I was like, ooh, I should have tried that classy route instead.
It kind of all worked out for you though.
Yeah, you know, I definitely was not forgotten. Well, actually, you forgot how I no, that's I'm a good thing.
Wait, how did you enter? And I'm a diehard fan, so there you go.
That's a good thing. I like that you didn't remember. That means I stepped up my game for the rest of the season.
Exactly.
You didn't have to remember that.
Nope.
Okay, so every podcast, I don't know why it took me this long to think about this, but obviously my last name will eventually be Booth. So we're doing Caitlin's Confessional Booth, where everybody knows I go there. I will say something embarrassing. I will confess anything that's happened in my week or past couple weeks that I've done that I just want to get off my chest. We wash away our sins with our wine and we move forward on a positive note. So I'm going to be a nice little host. I'm going to let you go first.
Perfect.
Confess to me, Carly.
Last night, actually.
It's fresh.
It's very fresh. I'm still not over it. Okay.
It's good.
Had been out this past week playing shows with Eric Church.
Mm. No big deal.
No big deal. He's
awesome. Yep.
Which was a lot of traveling, and I was really tired. Mm-hmm. And I went to the restroom after I got off the plane and was walking, whatever, you know, go to baggage claim.
Yeah.
And someone had to tell me that toilet paper was sticking out of my butt.
No. Oh, no.
In front of everyone. Yeah. It like, and it wasn't a small piece. It was like
rather
long.
Large, like rudely long.
Yeah. Like, I walked all the way from the back of the Southwest terminal.
Oh, no.
All the way. And then they told me.
So people probably saw, and it took one brave
a brave soul. Person. Yeah, I think everybody probably laughed. I'm sure there are pictures somewhere of it, but yes.
Oh, let's Google it.
Right? I know. I wonder if anybody, I don't think with my appearance they even could ever, even if they were a country music fan, know that that's me, but.
Were you so incognito? Do you travel like in a hat and scarf and like sunglasses?
No, not enough people know. I get like the occasional person, but I travel
buckle
like.
Buckle up, girlfriend, because. You can see, you can deal with the toilet paper coming out of your butt now, but in about 2 weeks or so,
it'll be like Carly Pierce.
Now you're lucky that happened now then.
Exactly. Instead of, you know, fast forward 6 months or something like that. I travel no makeup, sweatpants.
Me too.
I look like a man.
Oh, all the time. It's the best way to travel because that's your time to feel comfortable and relax.
Exactly.
So why the heck would you try and do yourself up and be uncomfortable sitting on a plane?
No.
That's a good... So you had your little embarrassing moment at the airport. Nobody really knew. Maybe nobody even knew it was you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God it didn't happen when you blow up because, girl.
Thank God.
You're blowing. You're on your way. You're already blown up. I'm telling you, my fiance is a fan.
Yes. Love it.
And yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Okay, so... Oh, wait, I have to say my question.
I'm like, come on. You ain't getting out of it. Do it.
I was going to move on and be like, all right, anyways, it's Tuesday. So, okay, my confession. Okay. The news of Kylie Jenner being pregnant.
Heard that this morning.
I heard it like 2 days ago, which is, I don't know how I heard it that quickly. I think Sean told me because he's really up on his gossip. But I don't know why it affected me. And I was like, and then I started following her on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh no, like she's, is it true? Is it like confirmed?
Well, the last that I saw, I was watching Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
And I guess Ryan texted.
Because he's like a producer of the show. Yeah.
And she wrote back and said, Kylie isn't commenting. And I was like, now is that real? No.
I don't know.
So they couldn't confirm
because
it.
How many times has Jennifer Aniston been on a magazine and they're like, oh, she's pregnant. And really people are just assholes saying because she's got like a bloat that she's got a baby bump, which is terrible.
Exactly.
So I hope that didn't happen to Kylie because I feel like Kylie's very fragile and apparently I'm friends with her now because I'm
you're buds
speaking
with her.
To her character. She's fragile. Don't do that to her. But I feel bad because she... This is my confession. This is all part of my confession that I care this much. She said when she broke up with Tyga, dollar sign, whatever, that she was like, I just don't want anything tying me down right now. I'm so young. And I'm like, yikes.
That's like the ultimate tie you down. How old is she?
She's 19.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not. I mean, so I don't know. And when this podcast comes out, that might be old news and like totally like a rumor or true or whatever. And people are like, shut up, Caitlin, get over Kylie being pregnant. But that's my confession of today in this moment right now.
Yeah.
And I just needed to get that off my chest. So cheers.
Cheers.
We'll wash away our sins.
Toilet paper and Kylie.
Toilet paper and Kylie Jenner. Ah, good day. Okay, guys, I just want to take a quick second to talk to you about Penguin Random House Audio. The premier award-winning audiobook publisher, 13 Grammy Awards, 69 Audi Awards, and 15 Odyssey Awards. They produce top-quality fiction and nonfiction audiobooks written and read by the best authors. Get some reading in your busy schedule since you can listen while multitasking. And that's what I do all the time. I don't like to sit down and read. I get bored and I'm like... what's going on? I should probably clean the kitchen, do something else. This way, with audiobooks, you can do all the things at once. If you're looking for a new book club pick, try the audiobook version. New releases like My Absolute Darling, The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye, or A Column of Fire. Try audiobooks.com/podcast for book club suggestions, discussion questions, and free full download of an audiobook. And if you want more audiobook suggestions, just tweet me because I have a lot. Okay, so Tuesday. The news we know is negative. Every time you turn on the news, I'm like, this is depressing. I'm also a fragile little Canadian who comes from very happy times, and I don't understand this news that's going on. And so I did this one segment like a while back when I was in Canada, and I did all this positive news and what I was seeing on the news, and it was the cutest thing in the world. Like all these Canadian stories were like the most uplifting, sweetest little things. And that's how they like filled their news hour. They're like, oh, what can we talk about? Okay, a shoplifter that we let get off the hook because he was just trying to provide and the police officer forgave him. Like, that's news in Canada sometimes. So I decided to start a new segment where I bring happy news brought to you by either myself or my guests or my listeners, something nice that they've done for someone, just a way to like spread the positivity in the world and get people out there doing something nice, and then they can tell me about it and I can share it on the podcast. So I'm calling this segment Happy News Day Tuesday, and I feel like it's gonna really lead us in the right direction of having a happy podcast.
I like that.
I like it too. So I tweeted to the peeps, share something. Let's get this going. And this girl, Kaylee, wrote me, and she's a 9th grade teacher, and said that they just returned back to school finally after the hurricanes. And she had her kids write 6-word hurricane stories, you know, like haiku poems, or people do like little projects. She had them write 6-word hurricane stories. So here's a couple of them that they wrote. This is very deep, too, and very poetic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, 9th grade? Cool. Rain still falls. Hope never does.
Ooh, oh, that's profound. I love that.
Feel free to recycle that in a song.
Yeah, can I write that? I'll give you a third.
There you go. Water rises high. We rise higher.
Ooh.
I know. I'm like,
could be on a t-shirt.
And I feel like 9th graders, you know, they're in that cool phase where they're like, nah. So I feel like that's cool that they're like, you know. And that's the thing about this news, too, is that tragic things happen, and that's when some good things can come out of it. Like with the hurricanes, everybody just kind of came together and like showed their love, which was really cool, but also very, very sad. This is crazy. This girl tweeted me, and she said, her name was Sarah Strum. She said she got to connect a Holocaust survivor to the identity of her concentration camp liberator, which was her grandpa. And she got to connect the two together.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I was like, wait, well, I had to read it over and over and be like, is that real?
Wow.
Yeah. Which I think is so, that's probably means so much to that person. And that was someone's grandpa. And like, that's one positive thing we can take from social media, that you can connect people in that way.
Like your actual lifesaver. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I just wanted to also give a shout out. I don't really know her full name. It just said Kelly. But her mom is now cancer-free, in chemo, cancer-free, and her dad is a 10-year cancer-free survivor. Wow. And those are the kind of people that probably live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And it's just sad that some things have to, from tragedy, come, you know, positive. But I'll take that, because that makes me feel happy for all these people. And gosh, I'm just, you know, I'm feeling all warm inside.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I like feeling warm inside. The warm fuzzies.
So many warm fuzzies. What is it? Tuesday what?
Happy news. No. Happy News Day Tuesday.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm very happy now.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's keep the wine and the positive vibes flowing. Like I said earlier, I was doing research on you. I felt really creepy. I was reading up on your bio, Googling you.
Perfect.
You know, all those stalker stuff. and I found out so many stories about how you got to where you are.
Oh, God.
Well, I love it, because I love hearing musician stories. I feel like there's always a lot of hard times and people falling apart and picking themselves back up, which just shows to me a great deal of strength and passion for what you do. And I always think, like, damn, you worked your ass off to get to where you are. And here you are, like, you deserve this. And you don't have to say it, because it's always hard for people to compliment themselves. But do you feel deserving, because you have this talent, and because of who you are where you are, and it might have taken more time than you thought. And that's what I was thinking when I crept you. So,
crept.
Is that even a word?
I don't know, but I love it.
I crept you. I don't know. So, can you tell us about, like, maybe where you came from, just some of the jobs you've had to do and things that you've come across to get to your level of success?
Yeah. I am from a small town in Kentucky called Taylor Mill.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Seriously.
Yeah,
and when I was 16, I'm an only child, and I went to my dad after seeing in our local newspaper, I saw an audition to sing in the country show at Dollywood.
Oh my gosh, cool.
I thought Dolly Parton was amazing.
She is.
Get me out of school. And I loved school. I wasn't
really
running from anything. No, I was like one of those weird kids that like check their backpack over and over and over to make sure that my homework was all in there and I never missed a day.
Oh, that's adorable. I was not that kid at all.
So it wasn't like I was trying to get out,
yeah,
but I always wanted to sing, always. And he let me quit and I homeschooled and
wow, cool dad.
Right? And I think sometimes he was like, what am I doing?
Well, yeah, but he believed in you.
Yeah, I think he trusted that he knew because my whole life that's what I wanted to do. So I moved to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee and worked in the country shows. We did 6 shows a day, 5 days a week. And
oh, that's commitment.
Yeah, it was a lot for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Then fast forward, I moved to Nashville in 2009 and had a record deal that fell through, had a publishing deal that fell through. I've been really honest, like I'm sure you've read.
I love it.
That people in the industry literally would meet with me and tell me to move home and tell me to that everything that I was doing was old news, the kind of artist that I wanted to be, because I grew up loving the late 90s and early 2000s women like Faith and Trisha and yeah, Sarah Evans and all these people. And they were like, your time has kind of passed. Like, you've been past. I mean, everything.
Do you see my face? I'm just like, I'm like angry hearing this.
Every single thing that people hear to not do in town, you know, like play a bunch in town, go to record labels more than right, once, all these things, I did all of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember just feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do to make ends meet. So I got a job cleaning Airbnbs.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to leave. I can't leave.
But how many people would in that situation? Like, I can't say for myself that I would. That's the most discouraging thing you could ever hear as an artist, or as like that's your passion and somebody's telling you no.
Yeah.
It takes a very strong and talented person to turn that around, spin zone, and say, I'm going to clean Airbnbs. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to stick to my passion because that's what I do. Because I'd be broken. I'd be like, okay, bye. I'll move home now.
I mean, I sometimes would make it just to my car to start sobbing because I would just try to hold it in. And I mean, there were moments where I was like, you know, I looked at apartments in my home area and.
But you knew it was wrong deep down.
I knew. And I say in the liner notes of my album that's about to come out, I thank my best friend from home because it says, like, thank you, Kara, for telling me I couldn't move home when I tried. You know,
because she probably wanted you to.
She cried and she was like, I selfishly want you here, but you can't.
Yeah.
You can't come back. So, yeah.
It's so wild to me just to hear stories. Like, I say I'm fragile. I like to think I'm, like, pretty tough with constructive criticism or, like, you know, I would do auditions for dancing all the time and get told no. Or certain things, like, I would be so affected by that I really do think that almost damaged my dance career because I was like, oh, I kind of give up.
Yeah.
Like, so many people are telling me no. And I kind of like was like, oh, well, I'll just chase this boy into his hockey career and give up on dance, which is what I did.
Yeah.
And obviously it led me in the right direction now. But I just think it says so much about you and your character and who you are and what you believe in and how strong your passion is about music to keep going and do whatever. Even if it meant you had to break down in the car, you waited till you got to the car and you kept going. It's just so crazy. One of my biggest fears in life is people giving up on me, whether it be like my relationships or just like work things or people just being like, oh, you're done, or that's old news, or even the podcast. Like, what if people are like, yeah, I'm kind of over it. There's new Bachelor people coming out and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, you want people to be committed and believe in you.
Right.
And so as an artist, I feel like that would be very discouraging. And I'm just like, good for you.
It definitely gave me scars and things that I had to work out and within myself. And obviously I was in my early 20s and those are such molding, shaping years. So you're trying to figure out yourself on a personal level, yet everybody's telling you it is you as a, you know, it's Carly, you're the brand, but they don't like it, but it's your artistry. And so it was like a really difficult couple of years.
Which, don't you think you should feel so proud of yourself that you didn't, you know, say like, oh, if your voice or Faith Hill, whatever. No, that's what people actually want to hear. And people can say dated, but your voice to me is timeless and it's raw and it's so beautiful. And there's so many things going on for you that you're like, oh, actually, I showed you.
The most ironic thing I think of the whole, just over the last year and every little thing and all of these things that are going on is people are, you know, different outlets or different radio stations or people in the industry are pegging me as you know, a new age of those women that I loved. And I'm like, okay. And I do think I needed those years. You know, I am thankful.
Of course.
Just like you, you know, it's like you look back and you go, oh my God, I needed that time to grow up and figure out and write better songs and things like that. But I'm still making the same music. I'm still saying I am this.
You stay true to yourself.
Yeah. I never
did. And that's why you're successful.
Yeah.
I really, really, really believe in people staying true to, like, not, don't go. And that is a thing, a tough thing about your 20s is you are so easily corrupted or molded into something that you are not. And then you get lost and then you don't know what you're doing. And then you screw up what everybody screws up. But I mean, you like in a way where if you just stayed true to yourself and kept believing in what you're doing, that always comes through to people. And that's why you are successful and doing what you love to do now, because you did stay true to your music and your style and what you believed in, because that's where you are the most confident.
Well, it's also interesting, people, other artists in town, we call it chasing the radio.
Yeah.
And you can hear throughout my songwriting over those years where I was kind of going through desperation and self-discovery and sadness, you can hear the songs where I was chasing the radio and they don't sound like me and they didn't work.
There you go. You know? And that's, and in those times of sadness and dark times and finding who you are, that's probably when your best music came to you and your best songwriting happened. And I feel like that's such a big part of why, you know, like a big percentage of people do not make it in these industries, whether it be entertainment or sports or anything like big like that, that's somebody chasing a dream. I feel like a lot of it is A, you have to have the talent, which is a small percentage in itself, but B, it's so easy to give up when people tell you no and when you lose track of who you are and just think, oh, this is too tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to peace.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do that. But I think that is why there's such a small percentage of people. And that's why I love hearing musicians' stories, because it's always something, you know, like you survived through it and you wrote music out of it and you learned from it. And some girls especially, I think, get afraid to turn 30 and be like, you know, that's downhill from here.
Right.
Where I'm like 27 to 30. How old are you right now?
27.
Yeah. 27 to 30 for me were the three biggest years of my life where I figured out who I was and felt good about it.
Yeah.
So you to now be entering the world of blowing up in the music industry, being able to be confident in what you're writing about, what you're singing about, what you're doing in the best years of your life is going to only come with so much success in your music, because you know who you are, you know who you want to be, you know that staying true to who you have been this whole time has done something good for you, and now you're about to just get bigger and better.
Well, and I feel like as a female, especially in the music industry,
oh gosh,
and probably in the entertainment industry in general, your age has always been told to not be an asset.
Right.
And I feel like I thought, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like every year I was like, I'm too old, I'm too old. And now I feel like this album and just who I am in the genre is the age is an asset, because there's
Absolutely.
A maturity to it, you know? And I never embraced my age.
No, you hear it in your songs. You do hear that maturity level and what you're singing and talking about, because it's experience too, which is, I just feel like I love having girls on and women on this podcast to just talk about these kinds of things, because I think a lot of young women do listen to this podcast, and it's nice to hear stories about, like, guess what? Your life isn't over if you're 22 and things are going bad. That's actually building you up to be the best version of yourself. And all these bad things and hard times, write them down, or who knows what you can channel it into to become something bigger and better and learn from and feel your best self by the time you do get to 27, 28. Because, I mean, everybody goes through crap. Everybody. Yeah. So if you learn from it and know that this isn't the end, like I remember being in high school. Which is so weird now, because I actually don't really remember being in high school. But like I know being in like the 11th or 12th grade and being like this guy that I was dating him for 4 years. He was like the love of my life. And he was my first love. And he would just like not be found for days. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't like, and I'd be like, this must be how you get treated. Like this is just, I guess this is it. And I was miserable. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh no, this is all like learning curves and.
Yep. Everything is a lesson.
And it can lead you into success.
Yep. 100%.
So you know what, girls out there?
It's
pick yourself up and it's going to be okay.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. Yeah. I feel like 30 was one of the best years of my life.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared to be 30.
Yeah.
At all. I'm a little scared to be 35.
My mom, and I'm not even kidding, I always ask her, I'm like, Mom, what was your favorite age. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she always says, I was in my prime at 35.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm going to take that.
All right. I know. So that's cool. Like, okay, I'll take it.
And I hear a lot of women now, I think everybody's having the conversation about like women in the world and how much more powerful we are than people have ever thought. And just taking care of ourselves better, like wine.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
it's fine.
Just taking better care of yourself emotionally, physically, mm-hmm. in every way. I've heard a lot of women say that 40s are their best years.
I believe it. I mean, I don't know.
I'll believe it when I see it, but right? I'm all hopeful and stuff.
Put me on that like Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman plan, right?
Yeah, whatever they're doing is
Meryl
working.
Meryl Streep, all that. I'll take all that.
Meryl. Oh, hero.
I love her.
Who doesn't love Meryl Streep? Gosh. You should write a song about Meryl.
I should.
Oh. Wait, I'm going to steal it.
Yep, let's do it.
We are going to take a break, but I wanted to tell you about Movement Watches. I know you guys see these on my Snapchat and Instagram all the time. I am a huge Movement Watch guy. They are stylish, high-quality watches at a very affordable price. I use them all the time to get them for gifts for people. I use them for myself. Sean wears them all the time. They start at $95 versus $400 to $500 at department stores. It was founded by college students who wanted great watches at a low cost. They're cutting out the middleman, savings for you. Chic designs that pull an outfit together and over 1 million watches sold all over the world. I think I own every female watch, so if you guys want to get one, we can match. Go to movementmvmt.com/vine. Go there if you want 15% off with free shipping and returns. Join the movement. Again, that's movementmvmt.com/vine for 15% off free shipping and returns.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Allie Hilfiger.
And I'm Steve Hash.
And we're the hosts of Sit In on Podcast One.
Join us as we travel around the world visiting creative people in their homes, studios, and the places they work to discuss their story, process, and basically everything in between.
We're sitting down with the biggest names in the world of fashion, art, and music, like Tommy Hilfiger, Gigi Hadid, Bryan Adams, Martin Lawrence Ballard, and Zanna Roberts.
Check out new episodes of Sit In every week, exclusively on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or PodcastOne.com.
This is Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
So you are releasing your highly anticipated debut album, Every Little Thing, October 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Right.
Girl.
I like it. Go against what the
just
society
just keeping it all going.
Yeah.
You know?
Female in the country world killing it on Friday the 13th.
With her heartbreak ballad in the summer.
Yeah. Everything about it makes so much sense to me.
Right?
It really does. But no word of a lie, that song has been on my playlist for a long time. A long, long, long. Like months and months. Sean showed me it so long ago. And it still gives me all the feels every time we listen to it on our road trips. It's like the song I recommend to people if they ask for good music.
Aww.
It's just one of those songs that I feel people relate to, and man or woman you can relate to, and with that voice that you have, like, it's just, you really feel it when you listen to it.
Thank you.
And I just obviously want to know, like, tell me the process behind coming up with that song and writing it and who you wrote with and what you're feeling, and go there. Go there
Thank
with
God
me.
I have wine
yeah,
in
that's,
my hand.
Why do you think I feed you that? Because I want you to go there with
right?
me.
Right? This is the only time in my entire writing career that I had talked to my producer, Busby, who if anybody knows anything about Maren Morris, or he wrote or he produced her album and wrote yep. My Church and 80s Mercedes
of
with her.
Of course, and, people know those songs.
And, you know, he wrote Holy for FGL.
Wow.
He produced the new Lady A record. So he's.
So just a couple no namers in there.
Yeah, he's clearly not doing okay.
No.
So he signed me 2.5 years ago to as his first artist in development.
Mm-hmm.
So I trusted him, and he knew how much I loved Alison Krauss.
Which is so hard to trust somebody in this world. So cool that you felt that right off the bat.
Yeah, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the way that she wrote these, or she recorded these songs that were haunting and had a dobro that just fit with her voice in a way. And I have a dobro player. His name's Josh Matheny, and he's amazing. And he is all over my album, and obviously the dobro on Every Little Thing. And so Busby and I had talked, and we were like, I really want to write a haunting ballad. And like in Nashville, as a new artist, as a female unsigned, nobody wants to do that with you.
Right.
But
they're like, let's do the radio thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's do an up tempo, please.
Yeah.
No heartbreak.
Right.
So we knew that Emily Shackleton, she's the third co-writer on the song, and she and I have been writing together for 5 years. So she's like a girlfriend.
Wow. Right.
So we trusted her to do it with us. And, you know, we wrote it in 45 minutes.
Wow.
Which is so funny. And I remember leaving there and crying because I didn't think in a million years that this would ever be a single. I certainly didn't think that it would be the one to. No, I thought this was more of like, you know, number 12 on your sophomore album if you ever got to make
that. Oh my gosh. See, if I wrote a song like that, I'd be like, I'd let the like dollar bills be hanging out of my butt cheeks for like wiping my butt with it. I'd be like, yeah, that is toilet paper hanging. Nope, it's dollar bills because this song's a hit.
I mean, I did not at all.
Really?
No. But I mean, it's written from a very genuine, true place of a relationship that I went through that was kind of, you know, you have your love in high school, but again, who remembers high school at this point?
I'm like, what was his last name again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this was my first real love where I had that kind of like fire for this person, and he left very abruptly, and I hadn't really dealt with it, I feel like, fully until the song was written.
That was like almost closure for you, or understanding.
Yeah. And we had been broken up for a year, so it's kind of creepy, but, you know, whatever.
I don't think so.
But, you know,
no,
I think people hold on.
A year's not a long time.
No, and I'm like I don't date very much, and mm-hmm. so when I do, I think it takes me a long time to process things, and takes me a long time to kind of detach.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wrote that song, and it sat for a year, and we didn't do anything with it.
Really?
And that recording, that vocal is just the demo. Like, we really didn't. I sang that song, you know, just in an afternoon with Busby, you know, it was fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so funny how you can overthink things.
Of course.
In general, like in whatever you do.
Yeah.
So we had this song, and again, I knew it was special to me, and it was so authentic to the kind of music and the kind of artist that I wanted mm-hmm. to be vocally, and just the track is so bare, and
raw.
I loved that. Yeah, it's very
absolutely
raw. And I played some music. Busby and I had played some music for a couple of just tastemakers in town, XM, Spotify, the Opry, CMT. There were 5 songs in there, a lot of up-tempo, and then Every Little Thing played. And J.R. Schumann, who runs SiriusXM in the Highway, mm-hmm. he was like, I want to make that my highway find in 3 days. And I was like, okay, well, I don't have any promotion. I don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of was mad. I was kind of pissed. And I was like, you're ruining. I wanted to wait till January to do anything, because I was like, it's the holidays. Nobody's going to care. It's not going to have a chance. This is a ballad. And everybody was kind of like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And he was like, I want to do it. And so it was like, man, not very many people get that opportunity to be a highway find.
Right.
So I was like, well, here I go. I'm just going to blow another chance. Here we go. So I just gave it to him. And I went in and was, you know, in
you're like,
studio.
What's the worst that can happen? Been there, done that.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
here
we
go.
It was literally like, all right, whatever. I guess I'll just check this off the list of things that won't work. I mean, I genuinely felt that way.
Man.
And, you
what
know,
a
I
nice
just
surprise.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy because I was coming off of touring so much with the Josh Abbott band that I knew, like, homegirl's gonna have to like fill her time, because she's just been like on the Josh Abbott band bus for the last 6 months, and now that's over.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, JR looked at me, and he goes, when he put the song out and it played for the first time, he looked at me and he goes, are you ready for this song to change your life? And I looked at
him. Oh, that just gave me goosebumps.
And I'm not kidding you. And I just rolled my eyes and I was like, whatever. And I went to dinner with a girlfriend. And during the dinner, he was like, Scott Borchetta is already emailing me about this song.
And Scott, isn't he the guy that said that he felt like he was sitting beside the next Taylor Swift or something?
Oh my God. Yeah. When I signed my deal, you know what I love about Big Machine and the label that I'm on, and Scott Borchetta, he's the label president. Mm-hmm. That A&R staff, Allison Jones at Big Machine, the night that the song came out, were that excited. They didn't wait for the way that, you know, it started selling and things like that. They were in from the beginning because they loved it. And at my signing, fast forward like a month and a half, here I am, you know, negotiating a record deal during Christmas. I'm like, Merry Christmas to me. What is happening?
Kidding.
And he got a bottle of, I'm so stupid, I think it was champagne. I was like oblivious at this point. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. Just give it to me and let me sign it. And he said to everybody in the room, he was like, I picked this particular year because this is the year that we signed Taylor. I want to say it was 2005, but I might be wrong. I think it was. And he was like, I picked this bottle because I feel like we're signing the most important female that we've signed since Taylor. And I was like, give me that whole bottle and let me just chug it. I mean, it was just like the most full circle moment for me.
That gives me so many feelings and I just got teary eyed and goosebumps. I'm like, how does that make you feel?
I think it took me months to even process that.
Of course.
Because it was like so many years of being told, you are not good enough. You have a great voice, but
your brain can't even access those feelings of acceptance to what you just heard.
No.
Because you're like, well, you know what? Does this mean you're not going to talk to me in a week? And
oh my gosh, I felt like an abused dog.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, you don't really mean that. You're going to take it away from me.
Yeah.
You know? I would say just now am I going, okay, the deal is still there.
It's because you came on Off the Vine. You're like, okay, I've made it.
Okay, I've made it. I'm hanging out with Caitlin drinking wine. Okay, I'm good.
You're like, okay, it's all real now.
It's good now.
That just gives me, I'm just so happy for you and think it's so cool. I just love when women who deserve it succeed, and especially in a world where there's so much doubt as a female singer. And I always wondered, too, like with male and female country singers, like, what is it? Do women just not like to hear other beautiful women complain because they're like, you have it all?
You know, it's so interesting, the whole females on the radio versus males. And there's so many new males and so few females. I think I look at my peers, people that, you know, Kelsey Ballerini's a dear friend, mm-hmm. Maren Morris, Cam.
Yep.
These women have put out amazing music.
Oh, they're killing it.
And I'm like, no, there's room for you. I think you just have to be 100% authentic and really have carved out a lane. If you look at those women, you can identify who they are in the genre and what they are. And I just think that women may have to work a little harder. We have to be distinct, but their records are amazing, and what they say and the kind of artists that they are, there's no getting any of them mixed up. You're never going to mix up Kelsey with Maren.
No, I think you're so right. And I think it's so cool because Sean is like a really big country fan, and I always have been too, but he's like that. He wakes up and he puts on country music, and a lot of the artists he listens to are females. And I mean, I'm telling you, he sings along the shower. He tries to hit your high notes. It doesn't work for him, but he tries.
I love it.
And I just think I think women like you and Kelsey and all these, I think you guys are game changers in this world. And I can't say enough good about just what you're doing and the fact that it did come from, but that's who you are and that's what you wanted to sing about. And if people told you no, you still stuck to your guns.
Yeah, I think so many artists don't work because they're being told what music and who they are. And then they have nothing to build off. They have no way to identify with that. So then how is it going to translate? It's not going to connect.
Some people know this, people who listen to my podcast know this, but I have been like, I sang and danced my whole life.
Yeah.
And so I love singing and I go to a vocal coach and I've been writing with certain people and I just love doing it. I have no expectations. It's just kind of right now a hobby because I love it.
Yep.
And I just feel like you're setting such a good example for girls who, even if they just love to do something, knowing that like you can be told no and you can be told that that's not good enough. But if you love to do something, just stick to doing it and don't do. I had an Uber driver. I started losing my train of thought there. And then I was like, no, Uber driver. That's what I was getting at. My Uber driver. I showed him one of my songs one night after like having a couple drinks out of the restaurant. I was like, because he was a musician and an Uber driver. And so he's like, well, show me one of your songs. So I put it on and he goes, do you really love singing that? Or are you just trying to like get a good song out there that's catchy? I was like, oh, yeah, no, I would, if I had my choice, I would sing like Nirvana style 90s grunge. Like, and he goes, add that into your music. Put that spin. Even if people are not going to go for it, he goes, that's who you are and that's what you're going to love. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's so true. I think we have to fit in a box when in reality, if you create a new box, I mean, think about Florida Georgia Line. Mm-hmm. When they exploded, Cruise, nobody knew what that was.
They were like partnering with Nelly.
Yeah, people were like, what is, and they had such a distinct sound. And then I feel like over the last 5-6 years, so many male artists have tried to copy it, you know? And I just think, nobody knows what that is, but if you stay 100% true to what you are and your influences and what makes your heart beat, you're going to make, it's going to show.
Yeah. That's, I'm a big believer in not staying in the box of what people think you should be and doing what actually makes you who you are, because I think that's attractive too. Not in like attractive in a way where it brings people to you and wanting to know more.
Yeah.
Because they're like, whoa, that girl's not afraid to be who she is. I want to know more. And I want to listen to your music because you're going to tell me more.
Well, not to be like super creepy bachelorette fanatic, but
please do. I've been creepy to you this whole podcast being a fan. Please do.
I think so many people gravitated to you and you know, everybody knows you. You never got lost in the shuffle of Bachelor or Bachelorettes because you were so authentic to who you were and weren't afraid of embracing what made you you.
Yeah. I that was part of my whole thing going into it, was I promised my whole family, I promised myself, like, I am not going to be the girl who's just like, I'm on camera, I need to say the right thing. I need to be the girl next door, because I'm like, that is not me.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to get anywhere from this show, whether it be in love, whether it be like a platform that I can have, I want it to be that I can still continue my longevity of being who I am and not just being like, oh, now I'm off the show and people have to really see who I am and they're going to be like, wait, what happened to the girl on the show?
Exactly.
So yeah, it is. That's what I want people listening to know, is just like being who you are, whether maybe you are shy, maybe you don't have these talents that we're talking about, but whatever it is of who you are, embrace it and don't ever be told that that's not enough.
No, it makes you you.
Yeah. And why would you want to be in a world where you could be anyone? Be yourself.
Yes.
Quote of the podcast.
I like it. I need it on a t-shirt.
Wait, that is a good like t-shirt it. Quote.
Yeah.
Wait, and I do this every time I lose my notes and because I get too involved in the conversation, which is a great thing. Before we get into our game, I wanted to tell you guys about Varidesk. You know how everybody just sits at their desk all day long? It's not keeping you very active. And I know Sean loves the idea of this desk. We got one actually at our house. And it really does. He can give you, you can tweet him, and he can give you some little exercises to do while you stand at this desk. Because Varidesk helps you stay active at work while you work. It's a simple way to transform any desk into an active workspace and encourage more movement in your day. Standing more and sitting less can help you improve your health, reduce back pain, raise your energy, increase your metabolism, and boost your productivity. Really, there's no excuse not to have this desk, if you ask me. It sits on top of your existing desk, so there's nothing to replace. Try one risk-free for 30 days with free shipping both ways if you go to varidesk.com to check it out. V-A-R-I-desk.com. You guys know how active I am on my Snapchat, so I'll give you a couple exercises. I'll demonstrate them on Snapchat of what I do at my Varidesk. Okay. Oh, I know. I wanted to do our Can You Not segment.
Mm-hmm.
I try and I realize that people like consistency in podcasts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where every podcast, I want to do something different. But people are like, can you do the Can You Nots? And I'm like, that is really fun. So I thought we would do Can You Not? Dating edition.
Ooh, so many things.
I'm like, we've talked about your love life and now we're going to talk about dating. Maybe whoever you're dating right now can just not tune in.
Right, exactly. He's like, wait, what?
That's like Sean tuning into every podcast. He's like, okay.
He's like, okay, really? Okay, a few things. Let's see.
Like, I'll give you an example. Yeah. I am It's 2017. I hate when men feel emasculated for not making as much money as a woman, because I'm like, be proud of her. I'd be like, that's bossy.
Yep.
Like, that girl makes bank and she's confident, and it's 2017. Like, who cares who makes more money?
No.
Splitting the bill in my mind is not okay on a first date. Oh, I don't care. No. I'll sneak up and like pay for the bill on a first date, whatever. I'm saying, do not ask to split the check as a male when the bill comes.
I actually went on a first date once and the bill came and he looked at me and he said, are you ready to settle up?
No.
Yeah, he did.
Can you not?
Yeah.
What did you say or what do you do? Like,
I was so shocked. I thought it was a joke at first.
Yeah, you would.
I was like, ha.
And then good
I was like,
one, bro.
Oh, what? Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, oh my God, he's serious. So yeah. I just gave him money and like that was the end. Bye.
A guy took me on a date once where I think I talked about this in like one of my first podcasts. He took me to a gay lounge. Like, there's a gay street in Vancouver that I used to live on, and my best friend's gay, and we used to go out and have a time. But the date took me to a gay bar and ordered potato skins and then split the bill with me. And I didn't want potato skins. Who orders potato skins?
Oh, that's like triple.
Kidding. Everything that kept going on, I was like,
No.
Not okay.
No.
Or this happens to me sometimes, and I always have to say, can you not? When you order a drink, when you're out for a date, and then your date says, I'll just get a water.
Oh, yeah, that's a can you not.
Can
either.
You not?
No.
Sean Booth.
Nope.
I love you, but can you not? But I mean, I get it. He promotes
working
his whole,
on his health and wellness.
Sean Booth meal plans.
Yeah.
You got to keep the gear tight.
I look at his meal plans.
You should. Okay. I know that I have to obviously pump his tires. He's my fiance. But that guy is so knowledgeable and so legit. He works with this dietitian. Is that even a word? Dietitian?
Yeah.
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 And nutritionist. And they... Like, he knows everything for every body type, for every man or woman. And so you should. SeanBoothMealPlans.com.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Y'all should do it, too.
You really should.
Yeah, no, for real.
He'll hook you up.
I need it. I need to be hooked up.
Okay, we'll hook you up.
Done.
Can you?
Yeah, yes.
That's
Sean, can you, please?
After I just chirp him a little bit. And then, can you?
Thanks. Can you? Thanks.
Thanks. Okay, what do you have any that you can think of?
Yeah, two come to mind that have happened. On the check thing, I've had a few guys want to show me the bill. Like, show me how much it was. It'll be, you know.
Just
I've had
so
one,
they can say, like, oh.
I've had one be like, oh, it doesn't look like, oh, that's way less than I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, can you not?
Yeah, can you not?
No.
I don't need to, why do you want to show me that?
So awkward. And then you're just like, yeah, okay. So that's really awkward.
Yeah, that's awkward. That's awkward.
And then chewing with your mouth open.
Oh, can you not? Mm-hmm. I hate that. How do people even still do that? And what have you heard of manners?
How can you not hear it? I don't understand.
Wait, do you have misophonia?
What is that?
It's an actual disease. Time Magazine just did a study on it, and I've talked about it many times in my podcast, where it's the sound of someone chewing or like gulping or just that sound that just drives you nuts.
Yeah.
So the mouth open on top of the noises.
Can you not?
No.
All of that just gave me like cold chills.
I get like the heebie-jeebs.
No.
Yeah. No. Can you not? a couple people write in on Twitter and they have the funniest. Like, I honestly wish I could open up a whole new segment on Tinder nightmares because.
Oh my gosh.
Some of the people, screenshots I was getting, I was like, oh, I can't even read that on air. I can't even read that.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So many Tinder people out there, can you not? But, okay, Alpha Mom on Twitter said that she dated a guy for 3 months who used a fake name, was married with kids, and a cat named after Hitler. The silence says everything.
I mean.
Mortified.
Whoa.
I was mortified when I read it. Like, that's a tough bounce, Alpha Mom.
Yeah, that's really awful.
That's not even a can you not. That's like a, like.
Run.
Report that.
Yeah, report that to call 911.
Yeah, I'm scared. So you have a lot of fans, by the way, because I always tweet for people to ask questions. And I tweet you have so many fans, and aww, so people want to know, and actual such good questions. Like, sometimes aww, I'm scared to read the questions because people are just so strange about mm-hmm, it sometimes, but people really have good questions for you. We are going to get to some questions for Carly, but first, who doesn't like candy? I sure do. I've got a lot of it at my house right now. It's called Yum Earth. It's organic and it's candy. It's gluten-free, nut-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. It doesn't use artificial colors, flavors, or corn syrup. It's flavored by real fruit juices, so you don't have to feel guilty about it. There's lollipops, fruit snacks, licorice, and just in time for Halloween, candy corn. I'm actually saving up all this candy in a cupboard to give out at Halloween. I feel like all the parents are going to love me. Everything is in snack pack sizes to keep you from enjoying too much. It tastes good, and you can pronounce everything on the label, which is great news for me. Special Halloween packaging includes organic candy corn, lollipops, vegan gummy bats, and jack-o'-lanterns. And get them fast because they are selling out. So you can get 15% off your first order if you go to yumearth.com with promo code VINE. That's 15% off your first order, yumearth.com with promo code VINE. And it does not just have to be for Halloween. This candy is delicious. I'm just going to end this podcast with some fan questions, and if you have crazy amounts of fans, aww, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow.
Yay.
So, okay, we kind of already just talked about it, so I'm going to pass on that one. But Courtney Odom said, tell us about your best and worst dates. But we kind of just touched on that.
I told you, girl.
Yeah. So Allie Young, I think I took her as a caller actually last podcast. So Allie, girl, are we there? We're there. Who would you consider your musical inspiration and why?
Oh, wow. I'd say artist-wise,
Faith,
Trisha, Sarah Evans, Dolly, Reba. I just think all of those women have stayed so classy, yeah, and so timeless and so true to who they are, but yet are like badass businesswomen, you know?
You can say bitches on my podcast, but we don't bitches have to refer to them as that, but I totally but get what you mean. Yes.
They absolutely. They have that down-home, sweet demeanor, but don't cross them any way in their situation because they are watching you.
Yeah,
you know?
Sweet and sassy.
Yeah.
Those are great people to inspire you, by the way. Sarah Strum says, do you have any superstitions before you record?
I have a particular way that I like the microphone to sit.
Oh, like me, how I tilt up my microphone like a gangster?
I like that. Yeah. I think it's pretty okay. good.
I get it.
I need it, honestly, to be a little shorter than what I am.
Okay.
And, or even like what I think people would typically tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And always have one headphone off, at least a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then you can hear.
I need to hear what actually is coming mm-hmm. out of my mouth. Even in-ears that you use in a performance, I always take like one out just so I can make sure
it's
not just like.
It's kind of cool too. It's like good steez.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good steez. One ear on, one ear off.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little badass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little edgy, but classy, you know.
Edgy and classy.
As you do. Okay. I took screenshots and I should have just written them out. Okay. Oh. Amber. Elena, her Twitter name is Elena Roses, wants to know, what was the hardest part about creating your debut album?
Oh, wow. I think making sure I covered every aspect of what I wanted to say. I feel like you only get to make your debut album once. You only
so
get to
true.
Say hi once.
Yep.
I named it every little thing, obviously because of the song, but also just because I feel like you're learning everything about who yeah. I am, where I come from, my influences, where yeah. I am in my life, where I've been, where I want to go. So just making sure that I covered all that ground.
That's... And do you feel like you did? Because...
I think so.
Yeah. Tiffany wants... Oh, she doesn't want a question. She just wants you to know she loves your voice.
Tiffany, thank you.
Tiffany, you little beauty. Sydney Gromish.
Perfect.
Sure. Five things you can't live without.
Oh, red wine.
Oh, I should have red wine for you. Oh. That's usually what I drink too, but I felt like rosé is like an acceptable breakfast, like lunch drink.
Rosé's great.
Okay.
All of it's fine.
Okay. Red wine next time.
Yes. Let's see. Wine, running shoes.
Okay.
My cat, Emmy Lou.
Aw.
My mom.
Get it.
And Orbit gum.
Are you sponsored
by Sentimental? And then no, I mean, I'm serious. Ask anybody who's around me more than
hashtag
like
hashtag ad.
I chew so much gum,
really?
But it has to be Orbit Sweet Mint.
Why Orbit?
I don't know. I just got so attached to Sweet Mint. I try other flavors, okay, but I keep coming back.
Hopefully Orbit listens. Anyone at Orbit,
please
send her a lifelong subscription to Orbit gum.
I will use it every day.
Are you on Snapchat?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to follow you. Yes. And we'll have to get you an Orbit deal.
Perfect. Perfect.
Creeping at Country.
Oh, okay.
So cool now. Okay, I'll see you. Okay. Do you find it surprising when you see fans singing along with not just Every Little Thing, but other songs from your upcoming album? That must be the best feeling in the world.
It is the best feeling. I will say it's so crazy to understand the world that we live in. Now, not to sound like a granny, but no. Just social media. And
it's powerful.
It is so powerful. And I think now I see it more than ever of they're just going to YouTube and finding videos from my radio tour, videos that I've posted, just little clips, and they know every word. And it's crazy.
It's cool, too, because you know you're changing lives. Mm-hmm. Like, you know you're really helping people because music helps people.
Yeah.
So to know that people listen to what you have to say and sing it back, oh, gosh, that just gives me all of the...
Yeah, and they're taking the effort to go and find other music, which is really exciting. Yeah. And sweet.
It is. And there's a lot of negatives about social media out there, but a lot of positives.
Yeah.
Especially in your world, that people can go and like look into that and follow your story and know what you're right. about. And this one's cool because it's a guy who asked this. His name is Mark T, which I'm like, what? Men listen to my podcast?
Get it, girl.
What? Hey, Mark. Mark wants to know, how do we get country radio to support women more in the music industry? Which I think they are starting to.
I think it's turning, Mark. I really do. I had a wonderful experience on my radio tour. Yeah. Everybody was really excited. I feel like I've been embraced with open arms. Mm-hmm. And I think that everything goes in cycles, and I think we had a time where it wasn't working, and it wasn't.
But it totally is now.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's gonna
we're all going to be okay.
Yeah, we're going to be all right.
You're like, I know.
It's going to be good.
We good. My girlfriend, Whitney, who, you know Whitney?
Yeah, I actually had to respond to her.
Oh, good. Oh,
like,
good.
I'll come sing at your wedding.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to go see her get married. She's just one of my dearest friends. Oh. But yeah, she wanted you to get free booze if you sing at her wedding.
Tell her done. I'm there. I think I wrote back done, champagne glasses.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I didn't know who you were responding to. Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw that. I stopped that because I could sit here and read everybody's questions for the next 5 hours. Everybody, and such great questions. I really do wish I could get to all of them, but I mean, I can't take, you're a busy woman, you know? Busy bee. I'm pretty busy, but, I can't take up all of your day with rosé. Mm. Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
I like that. I like take up my day with Rosé.
We'll have to do another get together. No microphones.
Perfect.
No headphones. We'll go for dinner.
Perfect.
Drink red wine.
Yes, girl.
And talk about your cat.
Yes. Done. And meal plans that we'll start the day after.
Meal. Yes. Well, Sean B knows that I need to have a glass of wine with my meal. We can order. Here's the thing. He's also on this menu app where you go and you can figure out what healthy meals are at restaurants.
I need that because I'm on the road so much, and so are you. You get it. It's hard.
Sean B, do you hear how much I'm helping you?
Sean, right now? Come on.
Help us. Help me help you. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on. I love your story. I love what you're about. I love just who you are as a woman.
Thank you.
And let's go for dinner.
Done.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I just wanted to give you a little review on all the sponsors that are going to give you some great deals. So Bright Cellars, 50% off your first box, brightcellars.com/offthevine. Penguin Random House, tryaudiobooks.com/podcast for a free full download of an audiobook. Movement Watches, 15% off your order with free shipping and returns at mvmt.com/vine. Veridesk, go to Veridesk, VARIDesk.com for awesome stand-up desk equipment. And Yum Earth, 15% off your first order at YumEarth.com with promo code VIME. I also wanted to tell you guys about my upcoming live AMA. This always makes me nervous when things are live and people can ask me anything, but let's see how it goes. You can check out my exclusive AMA Ask Me Anything on the Podcast One app. Just download the Podcast One app in the App Store or Google Play now. And then on October 29th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, grab a glass of wine and ask me anything. Anybody does not want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, you can... I would say you have to download the Podcast One app because I can talk to you through that. You can go to podcastone.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I am Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Dubrow.
And I'm Dr. Terry Dubrow.
Every Friday, check out my podcast, Heather Dubrow's World.
We also have the Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig Show every Tuesday.
So don't forget iTunes and Podcast One. Tune in to Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig on Tuesdays and Heather Dubrow's World every Friday.